Canadians across the country are planning on protesting the federal carbon tax in a push to pressure the Liberals to abandon the unpopular climate policy.
Greece's prime minister said he wants to purchase Canadian liquefied natural gas as several projects are nearing completion while on a historic visit to Ottawa.
And the credit union that sponsored Tucker Carlson events in Alberta earlier this year says business is booming after hosting the Conservative commentator. Hello, Canada. It's Wednesday, March 27, and this is the True North Daily Brief. I'm Harrison Faulkner.
And I'm Noah Jarvis.
We've got you covered with all the news you need to know. Let's discuss the top stories of the day and the True North exclusives you won't hear anywhere else. Well, the carbon tax revolt continues with a wave of protests against the Trudeau government's controversial policy as it is set to unfold across Canada, including on Parliament Hill. The protests will happen April 1st, the same day the carbon tax is set to rise by 23% from $65 per ton to $80 per ton. In Ottawa, local organizers have received a permit to hold a rally in front of Parliament. The permit authorizes, among other things, the use of two 300-watt speakers and flags. Across Canada, more disruptive highway protests are being organized on the outskirts of major cities and at interprovincial borders. Organizers with a group called the Nationwide Protest Against the Carbon Tax Administration say protesters might partially block certain roadways to slow down traffic. They, however, say the blockades will not be total like the ones seen in Alberta and southern Ontario during the Freedom Convoy. They say, quote, at least one center lane will be open for traffic. Highway demonstrations are currently planned in the suburbs of Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto, and Montreal, in addition to border towns like Lloydminster. So, Noah, it sounds like Canadians are answering Pierre Poilievre's call to protest the carbon tax. Does this protest show how popular the Conservative leader is right now, or is it simply just a protest against the climate policies?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, Harrison. While Canadians are feeling the pinch at their pocketbooks when they go to the grocery store or just try to buy anything in this economy, Canadians are going to get frustrated. And it seems like Canadians once again are going to be assembling at Parliament Hill to protest the Trudeau administration. First, those four vaccine mandates that were draconian and stripped the livelihoods of thousands of truckers from being able to continue putting food on the table. Now, the Trudeau government, they have a protest at their doorstep for the carbon tax precisely because they have failed to meet the demands of the average Canadian. And when you have a politician like Pierre Poilievre, who is taking advantage of the circumstances before him, taking advantage of poor government policy that is making life just far more expensive for people than it was before the carbon tax, then you're going to be able to generate political support for yourself and also pressure the prime minister in this way. So I think it's encouraging that thousands of Canadians will be finding their courage and be able to express their voice at Parliament Hill, show the prime minister just how unpopular this policy is, because in the prime minister's ivory tower, he doesn't feel the same pain that your average Canadian does.
Well, we've seen premiers react to protests, but for the most part, Justin Trudeau seems completely undeterred by any major protests that happen across our country against his government. Do you think that Trudeau will back down on this tax, or is the tax just too critical to his mandate?
I don't think he'll back down, Harrison. The prime minister is a proud man. He stands by his policies despite the havoc that it causes. You know, $10 a day childcare is just absolutely devastating the supply of childcare centers, but the Liberals don't care. The vaccine mandates that they placed on truckers were absolutely draconian, and they protested at his doorstep for 3 weeks. And instead of responding to those demands, trying to negotiate with the convoy, trying to provide them some sort of relief, he instead called the Emergencies Act and got the police to basically trample over them. So I don't think the prime minister is the type of man to back down from this carbon tax hike. I think he's way too ideologically committed to this policy. But it remains to see whether or not this protest will make him budge on the increase on the carbon tax coming on April 1st. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis expressed interest in purchasing liquefied natural gas from Canada while on his first trip to Canada. While giving an interview in Montreal on CTV's Question Period, the Greek Prime Minister said that his country was, of course, interested in buying LNG from Canada. Mitsotakis's visits marks the first time a Greek Prime Minister has traveled to Canada in over 40 years. Mitsotakis said, quote, "We are a big entry point for LNG, not just for the Greek market, but also for the Balkans, for Eastern Europe. Theoretically, we could even supply Ukraine." According to Natural Resources Canada, the country currently has 8 LNG projects in various stages of development, with the first export facility scheduled to begin exporting shipments to Asia in 2025. However, shipping LNG to Europe has become a political bone of contention due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the response of many European countries to quit buying Russian oil. Mitsotakis also said, quote, "Canada is a country with which we share so many values, which makes the country an absolutely ideal partner to buy energy from." So, Harrison, over the years, world leaders have come to Canada demanding that Canada sell them our liquefied natural gas, some of the best produced, most ethically produced, most environmentally friendly produced energy in the world. Yet the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has denied their request, said flat outright that he doesn't believe there's a business case for exporting LNG, and he's instead suggested selling hydrogen to Germany. So do you believe that the Prime Minister will finally cave into the demands of all these world leaders asking them to sell them a Canadian resource? Or do you believe that he will continue on with the approach that he's taken and refuse Greece's demands for LNG?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news for our great Greek friends here, but if Trudeau isn't willing to sell LNG to Germany, a country with which Canada could do lots of good business, mostly for our economy, but also, of course, for the German economy, well, I'm not sure the Greeks have much of a bargaining power here when it comes to this. Let's just go back to the carbon tax conversation. You mentioned this is all about ideology. This is all about his worldview that actually non-renewable energy is something that we need to stop. We need to feel ashamed of. We need to do everything we can to go to net zero. So it's all about Justin Trudeau's ideology, regardless of the business case, regardless of what this could do for Canadian jobs, what this could do for our friends across the Atlantic, for their economies and their energy dependence. Trudeau doesn't care about that. See, Trudeau just sees anything that's non-renewable as a bad thing. And if the Greeks, if the Germans aren't going to get it, if the Japanese aren't going to get it, like he has told them both, well, I'm afraid that the Greeks themselves won't get it either. Noah, what do you think? Do you think that Justin Trudeau will actually finally change his tune, that the Greeks bring something better to Trudeau than the Germans and the Japanese?
No, I don't think so. I think you got it exactly right. Trudeau has an ideological commitment to the environment, and it's very misguided because, you know, he's sacrificing Canada's economy, Canadian livelihoods, the middle class, the supposed people, the supposed Canadians that he supposedly built his support and party from. Those are the people that he is abandoning, especially the middle class in central Canada or western Canada. He doesn't, the Trudeau family name isn't exactly known for caring about those people in that part of the country. So I don't think that Trudeau is going to back off from his ideological commitment. He's just far too gone into it. And when he has an environment minister like Stephen Guilbeault running the helm at the environment ministry, it just goes to show where Trudeau's priorities is on this file.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Tucker Carlson isn't only adept at drawing crowds in Alberta, it also turns out he's good for business, according to one Alberta credit union. Membership at Bow Valley Credit Union has expanded after it was the headline sponsor for the conservative commentator's widely publicized Canadian tour earlier this year. The credit union has seen a 3% growth in membership since Carlson's January 24th talks in Calgary and Edmonton. Bow Valley CEO Brett Olin said the growth comes despite legacy media outlets saying the partnership negatively impacted the credit union. Funny how that works. The growth totals 356 new business and personal accounts and equals more than $26 million in new deposits. In contrast, Bow Valley lost 17 accounts and just over $400,000 in deposits. In February, the Cochrane Eagle criticized Bow Valley for sponsoring the Carlson events and reported that the Airdrie Cochrane NDP would be moving funds from the credit union in protest. The article referred to Carlson as a commentator who is, quote, often criticized for disseminating harmful rhetoric and misinformation. All right, Noah, so do you think it's problematic that an American has this much influence in Alberta politics? Why is Carlson so influential in Canada? And what is he saying that Canadian pundits and politicians aren't?
I don't think it's necessarily an issue that Carlson is this popular in Canada. I mean, people are free to engage with the politics of other countries, especially an influential country like the United States. Although it does go to show just how poor the quality of political commentary is in Canada. We at True North, we're doing our best to up the quality of Canadian commentary, especially on the right. But yeah, I mean, Tucker Carlson is a world-renowned figure. I mean, when you're the biggest conservative commentator in the United States, which is the biggest outputting country in the world, you're just going to have that sort of influence on an English-speaking country like Canada. But I think it really goes to show corporations and big business doesn't have to kowtow to the left. They don't have to endorse BLM or the LGBTQ plus movement in order to gain a following and be able to sustain their businesses. They are able to endorse people like Tucker Carlson and actually grow their customer base. So I believe that it's encouraging that this bank was able to take that step, a courageous step in a culture that is used to banning people who are even associated Tucker Carlson, taking that step, endorsing him and endorsing his event, and you know, not having the cowardice to bow down and kowtow to the NDP style left.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that it shows, for one, that business in Canada doesn't need to be afraid of conservatives. They don't need to be afraid of supporting conservatives. And especially when this local NDP EDA pulls their funds and it does nothing to the bottom line of this credit union, well, I think that says a lot about where the real power in the economy lies. Now, on the question of whether or not it's a problem that Carlson is so influential in Canada, I think it just, again, as you said, Noah, speaks to the fact that there isn't an outlet for many Canadians who want to hear what is really going on in our country. Carlson has made a point, whether it was on Fox News or his show on Twitter, to actually talk about our country, to talk about Justin Trudeau. He sees the Liberal government as a problem, and that is something that I think has resonated with Canadians, quite obviously. That's it for today, folks. Make sure to check in at tnc.news throughout the day for all the news you need to know. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share our work with your friends and neighbors. And if you're able, please consider supporting independent media at donate.tnc.news.